It's time for Struds On. Barbecues.
We're talking about white buns, small wieners.
Hooking.
Yeah, just put your stick right in the back of my pants.
Black licorice.
Will you give me some black licorice? I'm all over that. Oh, rah, 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 like Miss Pac-Man pounding it.
It's time for Struds On.
Rick the Rocket Talkit. So I'm not sure if I shared this story before or not, but I loved Rick Talkit growing up. You know, when he especially played for Philly, he was just an animal. Scoring, hitting, finding even everything you want to. So when the first time I played against him, he was with the Arizona Coyotes. And, you know, we were kind of, I wouldn't say we were going at it, but we, you know, I was being physical on him because I wanted to, you know, see what the man's got. And we line up, I'll never forget it, in our own zone, in my zone to the left of the goalie, I line up against Rick Talkit. And I have my mouth guard in. So I said, "You look tired, Talkit. You look tired." And he got really upset. And I'm like, "Geez, that really got into his head. That was easy." So anyways, he's coming after me. We're playing this game hard. Everything's going okay. And the whole rest of the game, he's coming after me. I'm like, "What's this guy's problem? Why is he so mad? Like, I just said he looked tired." So anyway, so after the game, I walk around and I go find my buddy Shane Doan. He's like, "Holy man, what did you say to Talk?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "He was so mad. He wants to kill you." I'm like, "What?" All I told him, I said, "Hey, Talkit, you look tired. You look tired." And he goes, "Oh my God, that's good. 'Cause he thought you said you look tired. You better retire." And he was so mad that I was calling him out. I'm like, "Oh, tell him I didn't say it's time to retire." And little did I know, like, 'cause he was tough and he would snap. And I was probably within an inch of my life being murdered by Rick Talkit on the ice. But so anyways, we never really said anything. I don't know if I even played against him after that too many times, but it was so funny 'cause my mouth guard, you can hardly understand, right? "Hey, Talkit, you look tired. Hey, Talkit, you better retire." So I was dying. So, anyways, Rick Talkit, I think he played a little bit longer. He didn't take my advice and retire.
That doesn't surprise me one iota. Did you say, maybe did you even slip out that you were retired, but you thought you said tired?
Yeah, no, I for sure said tired. Because I know I didn't chirp much. And like chirping Rick Talkit was a big deal. Like I rarely said anything to the big guys. The only two guys, like when I say big guys, like star level and higher. Like a superstar, I wouldn't even think about saying. Although at one time I said something to Pronger, and I knew him, so I got a penalty for roughing against him, and he kind of faked it. I'm like, "Where's your pride?" I was yelling at him, and everyone's like, "Why are you going after Pronger?" I'm like, "'Cause he faked an injury, and I know him, and he's just messing with me to get the call." And he did, but it was him and talking. I don't think I ever said anything to any other star or higher level.
Which, and it's funny because everybody who listens to the show and you and I, since I've known you now for the last decade, I'm stunned that for a guy who likes to chirp, you didn't chirp on the ice. Like, it blows me away. Yeah, like, no. I can't understand it. So did you have at least, like, if I have to say, Strutty, your top three all time on ice chirps, do you have any?
None. I don't think I have.
That's embarrassing.
It is. You know, I will say I accused two players of taking steroids, and they weren't happy. They wanted to fight me. So that
was your chirp. You're like, "Hey, what did you say? Like, put another syringe in your butt or what?"
I think one guy I said, "Are you going to turn green?" Like, because I heard Mark Crawford say it, so I thought it was a good line. Then another guy.
Okay, who was that? Who did you say turned green?
It was that Sasha Lakovic.
Oh,
and I'd say that guy was
juicing
pretty easy.
It was like he was working at Booster Juice.
Yeah, I remember I fought, and this was in the minors. I fought him, and he was shaking. Like when I grabbed onto him, his eyes were rolling. I was like, "What are we doing? This is like I'm fighting someone who's, you know, way past anything that I'm producing in my own body." And then the guy
didn't he have a brother too?
I don't know. I was just happy to fight one of them. I didn't need to fight all of them. So that I didn't, but I know I didn't really. I wasn't a chirper on the ice. I loved when guys chirp, and I thought it was funny. But like Sean Thornton, who we'll get on the show here at some point, we were on playing together against my buddy Tyson Nash, and Nash lines up right against the boards, you know, the neutral zone faceoff. He's like, "Hey, Nash, Nash, Nash," and he keeps looking over. He's like, finally, Nasher looks over. He's like, "Hey, Nasher."
Who said this?
This is Sean Thornton saying to Tyson Nash, and he looks, you know, in the neutral zone faceoff. And finally, Nasher turns on. He's like, "Hey, Nasher, can you smoke a cigar in the shower?" Because Nasher's got such a big nose. And the whole bench exploded. We were all dying, and Nasher's like, "Oh, my God." And turns around and starts. Because it's, you have to, when someone gets you with a good line, and you may have heard that line, but back, this is like, you know, 15 years ago, that line wasn't all that common. So guys were going crazy. And he was rattled. You could tell he was rattled after. So Sean Thornton was pretty good at chirping.
Could you smoke a cigar in the shower?
Oh, Sean Thornton, I remember we came to play in Edmonton. And he's like, Strider, what can you tell me about LaRock? I'm like, well, he beat the wheels off me, and he's a lefty. He's like, okay. And that was it. That's all he asked. So we go out there, and one of his first shifts for sure. And I'm lined up as, a right D, and I think Thordy was a right D, or maybe lined up against LaRock in the neutral zone. He skates over. He's like, here we go, Strutty. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And he fought him right there, and he did really well. Like really well against George, and I couldn't believe that he fought him, and
he wasn't a very big dude.
No, and that's Sean Thornton. Like that's who he is. He would just do those things to build himself up, and he won two or three cups, for sure.
Well, one for sure with Boston.
Well, Anaheim too, for sure. So for sure too. So yeah, he was amazing. He I couldn't believe it. Here we go, Strutty. I'm like, oh my God, don't do it, please don't do it, and. Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He won his only year in Anaheim. Oh, yeah. Maybe he was the mix they needed.
Yeah, it was him, Brad May, and who was the other guy there?
Wasn't that...
the big mustache
who? No, wasn't that your buddy who was their third-line center there? Steve?
Well, their third line, I think, was Niedermeyer, Sammy Paulson, and Travis Moen. Then I think their fourth line was Brad May... with Sean Thord, and then who's the big guy with the mustache? That's the Peros. Thanks, Connor. George Peros.
Well, so, Peros didn't play that much in the playoffs.
No, he was part of their, but they were so tough. Like you'd go and play those guys, and you could just tell they just wanted you to do something because they wanted to fight you. It's like, oh my God. And you're by yourself. You're like, oh, I don't really want to fight. Like, you know, you guys are going for the Stanley Cup. We're just trying to get the highest pick we can.